Hey everyone. So I want to read a couple of emails. I'm just going to read them. And then I want to juxtapose that with something I learned today that I think is rather fascinating in conjunction with these emails. Okay, no names. Three women. First one. Hi, Suzanne. I've been watching your videos for some time. I'm 23 years old, married with a new baby. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I always wanted to be a young mom, despite being pushed by family to have a career first. I feel very proud of my choice to marry young, although my family doubts its longevity. I have several sisters, and they are all miserable. From divorces, living together with kids, unmarried, unhappy marriages, or sleeping around, I am considered the odd duck of the brood. This year, I truly felt the disdain of my sisters and mother when I got pregnant. Can you even imagine? Like, how is that a thing? I've been insulted each time I've been in contact with them, and it always concerns my chosen lifestyle. I now harbor an anger towards my mother. She is a boomer, and despite being a young stay-at-home mom in the past, she's committed to believing I am being held hostage by my husband. My mother made two poor marriage choices, and it has greatly affected all of her children. Instead of reflecting on herself, she believes that men are the enemy, and this idea has spread to my sisters. I feel like a generational curse, and I am scared to repeat it. How do you deal with the bitter women who are jealous of your happiness? Well, first of all, you don't. I mean, you have to know that that's all about them. It has nothing to do with you. And just feel sorry for them. Be super sad and tell them as much, you know? I'm so sorry that you are so unhappy. That must really suck. That kind of thing. More to the point, though, is that while that may seem kind of extreme, I actually hear from a lot of women about similar type scenarios of, maybe not disdain, maybe not so strident, but definite lack of support. And that's why I'm doing this, in case any of you can relate. This one, millennial girl raised by a feminist mom. Hi, Suzanne. Some background. My mother is borderline boomer and Gen X. She is the product of divorced parents herself. So not surprisingly, she ends up twice divorced by the time I was 21 years old. My mom was in college and medical school during my growing up, and I spent considerable time in daycare starting at 2. Even after school, my sister and I were in after school care. All I heard growing up was, my children will go to college, don't get married young like I did, pick a good career, be anything you want, wait to have kids, think about your future, don't expect a man to provide for you. A full feminist narrative. The result, I was a sinking ship. I had no idea what I wanted to be. I graduated high school with honors, accepted into every college I applied to, picked a random one and changed schools, changed majors multiple times, took 6 years to graduate, and had no job upon finishing. After a year, I took matters into my own hands and became a teacher. Quite disappointing to my mom. Found a husband and started having kids at 28. Ooh, the shock of it. My husband told me I could quit teaching to stay at home, and I was shocked. I wanted to, but didn't want to be a financial burden. But little did I know he had been planning for this. Kudos to him. As happy as I was and still am, I struggled majorly. I was wired to believe that my worth was tied to my income. And it took 2 more kids to break me of that. I'm so glad you were broken of that. This last one. Wait till the end for this, because at first, we'll just wait till the end. I always said I wanted to be a mom to twins as a kid when asked what I wanted to do, and was laughed at and asked basically like, what else? What do you really want to do? And when I was a teen and 20-something, I said I wanted to be a mom, and I was laughed at and told that guys think that seems desperate and I had plenty of time and shouldn't even think about it yet. Then when I continued to say it into my 30s while still single, I got told I shouldn't say that because now that also seemed desperate and I should focus on myself. And if it happens, it happens. There was never a time that anyone acted like it was appropriate for me to say that. Think about that. There was never a time that anyone acted like it was appropriate for me to say that. That's how twisted we are with our priorities in putting career above relationships and family. It's truly mind-blowing what I see on my end. So then I just happened to come across earlier today that a new biography of Barbara Walters is out. You're probably wondering what that has to do with what I'm talking about, but you'll see in a moment. So there was an article that I came across about the biography. And in that article, this is what the gal wrote. Quote, "For the most celebrated woman in broadcast journalism, triumphs were never enough. Walters' professional ascent brought her fame and fortune, but not peace. For all of her success, Walters had a profoundly disappointing personal life. 3 broken marriages and a contentious relationship with her only daughter." That isn't something you hear about very often. And again, that may be an extreme example because there are very few Barbara Walters, and that particular career is definitely going to be all-consuming and it's going to come at a cost. But there are plenty of other professions that do come at a cost. And she is not alone in that regard, but we don't hear enough about it. It's almost like it's a secret thing. And sometimes the same women who experience that are still professing that this is the way to map out your life, with career at the center at the expense of everything. I mean, nobody says at the expense, but that's what ends up happening in so many cases, since nobody also says, but hey, this is going to conflict with that, meaning motherhood and career, you know, raising a family, your relationships at home are going to conflict with the pursuit of a big career. And I'm referring to really big careers here, not ones that you can move easily in and out of, or you can do part-time, or that's more flexible, or that you can do from home, or all of those things that I encourage people, women, to do if they want family to be their focus. But it's important to use stories like this one with Barbara Walters to our advantage by saying, hey, this is the side that, again, nobody wants to talk about. There is a cost to every choice that we make in life. And I think it was Thomas Sowell who said, there are no solutions, there are only trade-offs. And that is certainly true when it comes to motherhood and career. So I wanted to juxtapose, it was interesting because I came across this new biography and that article about Barbara Walters on the heels of these emails that I'd read from these gals who, by the way, I have hundreds of these. I mean, they come in constantly all week, and they all kind of, you know, the theme of these emails is all the same. And it's profoundly sad. I mean, just really hard to read and know how unbelievably misguided young women have been in thinking that getting married and having a family and prioritizing that is somehow a lesser life. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is the complete opposite. And there is, there's a lot to answer for those who spread that narrative. Because I'm seeing the result on my end, certainly in coaching and, you know, with all the social media comments on the interviews that I give and then the direct emails. So keep them coming. I love hearing it. I love being as helpful as I can about this situation. But yeah, it's overwhelming. It is overwhelming to be on the receiving end of it. And so I could come on here every day and share. I probably should, but I, you know, I'm busy. I got lots of things going on. And so I try to collect as many as I can and then pop on here occasionally and bring it to you so that if it is helpful to hear other people's stories and know that that you've actually been lied to about what matters in life and you need to hear from a different message. That's what I'm here for. So that's all I've got for today, and we'll see you next time.